The threat, or call it an ultimatum, by the leader of the FCP, Mr. Wike, it does not follow the provisions of the Constitution and the treaties and conventions as Nigeria has ratified. Knowing fully well that within the Nigerian context, the minister of the FCT is more or less equal to a governor. And within that context, there are constitutional rules and duties expected of Mr. Wike, which includes creating an enabling environment for every resident of the Federal Capital Territory. And that also includes eliminating all form of promoting their socioeconomic rights. And I think that the priority of government from the constitutional point of view should be to cater to the welfare of the people. In this instance, looking at the root cause of the poverty that has made these people to become beggars. And really, that cannot be in the interest of these same people who are torn beggars, not because they wanted to, but particularly because of the biting economic hardship that Nigerians are facing presently. If you ask me, I think the case of misplaced priorities.
Bakola, some are saying the minister is simply doing his job to clean up the city, to make it like Nigerians want their capital to be.
No, not at all. It's double jeopardy for these classes of citizens. Now, one, the government has made them poor by the bad economic policies. Secondly, the government has refused to address their poverty. Now, government is criminalizing poverty and wants to punish the same set of people. I do not believe that this view you've just shared is shared by majority of Nigerians who think that these beggars do not deserve to live their life in the FCP. So what is beautifying the environment when the people live in poverty? And don't forget, there are statistics that show that more than 130 million Nigerians are poor, and more than 10 million is estimated to slip into poverty again this year. That brings the total number to almost 140 million Nigerians who are poor. Perhaps those on these streets are the poorest of the poor. Perhaps many will still join them if this economic hardship continues. And there is no, it doesn't stand to reason. The government claims it wants to create an environment that is beautiful. For whom? Is it not for the same people, for the citizens of Nigeria? And these number of people are poor and economically disadvantaged. Why do you want to criminalize and punish them for the poverty they did not cause? If at all, these poor people who are begging on the street had clear signs that government has not lived up to its responsibilities to create an enabling environment for all Nigerians of all class of creed to thrive. So instead of punishing them, government should address the root cause and make these people poor in the first place. The
minister said this, that sometimes there may be criminals pretending to be beggars. You know, there have been concerns of insecurity across the country and in some instances in the capital, Abuja.
So, irrespective of whether these beggars exist or not, if there are criminals among the beggars, then the law enforcement agencies need to do their job to investigate those of them perhaps who are criminals and arrest them. It is standard what I'm saying, because there are criminals living among the hardworking people in Abuja. Everybody in the FCT is a criminal. If there are criminal elements among those who are beggars, then it's still the job of the law enforcement agencies to investigate and arrest those who are using it as a cover, but not to punish everyone and criminalize the act of begging. It is just not fair. It is unconstitutional and it is highly unlawful.
Well, the anticipated SERAP legal action against plans by the minister to begin on Monday to remove these beggars stop his action?
If Mr. Wike does not rescind this decision, we will have to take legal steps to compel him to obey the law.